Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Hector Barreto back on the show. Hector is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's in his 13th year right now as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the chairman of the Latino Coalition. I met him first when he was the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Did a great job there for about 6 or 7 years, and he is a very recognized national leader and author as well, and he's our good friend Hector Barreto. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's always great to be with you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome here, Hector. Thanks for being here. Okay, Hector, let's talk a little politics, then we'll talk some policy. Okay. Now, the Latino Coalition has two Hispanics running for president. What are you doing? What are you guys doing about all that?
Paying close attention, seeing who's going to come out of this pack. No, it's unprecedented, and obviously we're very proud of it.
And they're in the top. They're not just two, but they're in the top three.
Well, that's right. They're the you know, out of the 15 candidates that started or more, they're in the finals here. So they're the top two of the top three candidates, and obviously tomorrow there's going to be 20 states that are going to vote. So we're going to have a much clearer picture as to who's probably going to be in the final two of this race. But it's been fascinating to watch, and you know, with everything that's going on, probably don't talk about it as much as we should. But this has been an incredible field, very diverse field, especially on the Republican side, women, African-American, obviously two Latinos. It's just been fascinating to watch it.
Well, it seems to me, here's what's crazy, is I hear, and this is, it's troubling to me too, Hector, and it probably is to you too, I hear more people talking about which Democrat the Hispanics are going to vote for than which Hispanic they're going to vote for.
Well, that's true, and you know, I wrote a piece on this in USA Today last week, and where I said, you know, one of the things that folks should understand is that, and this is not just particular to Hispanics. A lot of communities, they're not one issue voters. I think a lot of times the feeling is all Hispanics care about is immigration, which is really not true. I mean, it's an issue; it's important. We got to deal with it, but it's not even the top four or five issues in the Hispanic community. And you and I have talked about what those issues are. It's the economy, especially as it relates to jobs in our small businesses.
Yep.
It's health care. It's education. And more, it's national security.
But Hector, isn't that I agree with you, but I don't think that's the case with all Hispanics, is it? I mean, aren't most Hispanics Democrat?
No.
Am I wrong about that?
Most Hispanics are registered as Democrats, and that percentage is going down.
Is that right?
But they don't. Yeah, but they don't vote as in a monolithic block.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, I've talked about this before. There are many examples. I mean, I worked for a president that got 44% of the Hispanic vote.
Right.
Chris Christie was just in the race; he got 50% of the Hispanic vote in New Jersey. So it depends on the candidate. It depends on the issue.
Mr. Trump thinks he's going to do well with the Hispanics.
Well, I don't know what Mr. Trump is drinking or smoking.
What's he smoking?
but that's not going to happen. You saw a Washington Post national survey, and this is pretty much what we think. 80% of Hispanics have a negative view of Donald Trump. So I doubt very seriously that he's going to win the Hispanic vote.
What if he has a Hispanic running mate? How will that change? This is my question: is will a Hispanic community as a group, as a voting block, will they be more likely to vote for a Democrat than they would a Hispanic Republican?
Look, it depends on how the election is framed.
Yeah.
If the Democrat shows up and says, you know, the other guy hates you, he hates your people, he wants to, you know, get you all out of here, well, then the choice is going to be pretty easy. I mean, I think the majority of Hispanics are going to vote for the Democratic candidate.
Right.
But, you know, we're a little ways away from that just yet. But I would also say that, you know, I think, in my opinion, Hispanic electorate is a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more independent-minded. It's going to take more than a vice presidential candidate or, for example, a Donald Trump to overcome some of the negatives that he already has.
He's going to have to become a little more presidential and be a little more political, isn't he? Than
no doubt about it.
If he's going to get there. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk to our good friend Hector Barreto some more. TheLatinoCoalition.com. Is that right, Hector?
That's right. TheLatinoCoalition.com.
Check it out. Quick break. 20 times. Stay with us.
You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.